it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, you're struggling today. And you. All right, all our listeners and viewers, don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. You can catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's Hour. He recapped the Monday Night Football doubleheader and gave out his best bet to make in the Heisman Trophy market this week. I think the crew's turning things around. That's actually really well written. Tyler, did you write that? That's like really well done. That's excellent.
Yeah.
It's a good job.
Told you not to sleep on it. Mr. 340. Don't sleep.
Well, what's the Geno Smith quote? I wrote Tyler off, but then he didn't write back. Mm-hmm. So Tyler, who wrote it then? So who wrote it? Tyler, you didn't? Who was it?
Ah, there you go.
Well,
Mr. 320.
Sorry, Tyler. Trying to give people credit here. Whoever wrote it, it was very well written. And we want everybody also to swing big on your next Major League Baseball parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, joins in 20 minutes. All our bets will close the show 40 minutes from now. But for right now, Femi, let's talk about some of the bets we like for this weekend in the NFL and college football. I hand the baton to you, my friend, and lead us through the segment. We can, however you want, you run the segment, my man. I've got thoughts on the NFL and college.
I got some thoughts as well. College football this week, I think we might be Oppo Taco on a couple of games here. One of the marquee games, Florida at Miami. A couple games.
Which is amazing Florida because like the board, there's like 100 games on the board. I talked about two games and you're Oppo on both of them.
Hey, baby, we're dialed in on the marquee games. That's what we're dialed in on. But the Hurricanes, they're at home laying 7.5 against the Gators. I do think that this is a justified price. And in fact, I think Miami should be an even bigger favorite. I like Miami in the game. I think Miami's better than LSU. And the further removed we get from this LSU-Clemson game, which we're all finding out, Clemson's not good. Like, they're just not good at all. They lost to Georgia Tech. They were down by 16 against Troy. They didn't come back to win that game, and they lost to Clemson Labor Day weekend. Like, I don't think we need to be giving LSU points for that. And in fact, I think what we're going to be doing is we're going to be back in Miami against this Florida team that, like you mentioned, should have been very competitive in the game against
you think they should have
the
won?
LSU type.
You bet Florida. I bet LSU. I kind of walk away from that game. Like, I think I was very lucky to cover the spread and win my bet on that game.
I don't think they should have won because I think LSU would have done just enough to win the game, but they definitely should have covered. They definitely should have covered. Like, you don't lose that. Like, five interceptions and you only lose by 10. Like, you for sure were competitive, but hey, you know what? The quarterback's going to turn the ball over, and that's what happens. That's football on a Saturday. And I guess Brian Kelly says, hey, we won an SEC game by 10. Get off my ass. As everyone's kind of been giving him problems over there in Baton Rouge. But I do think Miami gets it done. I think Miami this year is like a juggernaut and is very much a talented team. I think we find that out on Saturday against Florida. So give me the Hurricanes. Lay the 7.5 for me.
Ooh, I got to go. Yeah, just like what happens if Lagway, instead of being like the worst quarterback in the history of quarterbacks, is just like below average. Doesn't even have to be good.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's like normal bad.
Normal
he's
bad.
Not like throwing five. He's not Nathan Peterman. Like Florida can't cover this number?
I mean, against LSU they can. I don't think they can against Miami. because I think Miami's defense is better than LSU's defense.
You agree with Sam that Miami might be the best team in the country?
I think they're amongst the three best teams. I still think Penn State's the best team. They just we've not seen them play anybody who's relevant. So like it's hard to like really pound the table for that one, but that's kind of like my preseason thought. So I'm still going to have Penn State at number 1. At 2, I think it's Oregon, and at 3, I do think it's Miami. So like they're in that elite tier for me. Ohio State just outside, Texas as well. But like those are the three so far through 3 weeks. I look at them and I say, "Okay, like those are the teams." And it's coaching is going to come down to it because one of the coaches is James Franklin. One of them is Mario Cristobal. And Dan Lanning, we've yet to see him show up in the big games either outside of the Big Ten title game last year. So it's going to be a fun, wacky playoff. But I think those three teams, especially Oregon and Miami, have looked really, really good. They've been dialed in.
I typed this in the chat yesterday when we had Sam on and he was talking about Miami and Oregon. I'm not sure if anyone else has said this yet, so I want full credit. If Miami and Oregon play for like the national title or in the semis or something in the playoff, we are going to call it the Crystal Bowl.
I mean, it's a great name.
It's good.
That's
right?
What it is. It's really
great,
good.
Or is it good? You'll be honest.
I mean, you're going to see other people steal it, so I think that means it's great.
It's great.
Like everyone
right?
else is going to
Crystal Bowl.
Yeah, everyone else is going to steal it. Yeah, like you'll see that. That'll be the headline. Oh, the Crystal Bowl is Mario's last spot in Oregon. Now, yeah.
Why did you do like Scott Hansen at the beginning of Red Zone just now?
I don't know.
In Glendale, Mario Cristobal's current team against his former team. All right.
Shout out to the
Fiesta Bowl. We'll be Oppo on Miami and Florida. So you like Nebraska, I like Michigan. Let's save that for a little later in the week because we want to do some National Football League as well. One other college football bet, and I said this last week that I was waiting to make this bet this week. It looks like Oklahoma is going to hit a 7-point favorite at home against Auburn this weekend. It's juice 6.5 right now for the Sooners. And look, Mateer's been awesome and like Venable, whatever. I love Hugh Freeze. I love Hayes' brother, Jackson Arnold. I'm dying, Femi, to take a full 7 with Auburn. Do you have any thoughts on that game, Auburn and Oklahoma?
I have to be honest, I'm a little bit skittish because I've been fading Oklahoma like early in the season and it's not been going well. Bet Michigan, didn't go well. Bet Temple, which I probably should never have done, but still bet them, didn't go well.
I would say that, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I have a blind spot to Oklahoma. Maybe Brent Venables has improved as a head coach. I still kind of like want to see more as opposed to just beating like a guy who just turned 18 at home in a primetime game and then beating Temple before we crown him. But if I had to bet it, I would be on your side. I don't know if I can do it again. It's been 2 straight weeks. And I don't know if I want to give more money again to the Sooner Foundation. So I think I'm going to pass the game, but I see what you're seeing with Auburn.
There's one other thought for me on college this weekend. And then if you have any others, Femi, and then we can turn our attention to the NFL. The Illinois-Indiana spread is fascinating. Hoosiers 4.5-point home favorites against the Illini. Yeah. And Indiana, so the juice has actually flipped over the course of the day today. It was originally a couple hours ago, it was juice towards Illinois. Now it's juice towards Indiana. I'm not sure if there's been any injury news. We've been on the air. Adam Schefter's not going to be tweeting about like Indiana's right guard, so I'm not sure what's going on there. My initial thought is Illinois, but I think I may just end up passing that game. Just feels like Illinois is like too easy of a bet almost, catching those points at Indiana. The other one, and it's a full 3 now, so maybe I'll just put them in a money line parlay. I do like Utah to win at home against Texas Tech on Saturday. You have a thought on that game? And if not, let's go to the NFL.
I love that game. Like, I cannot wait to watch this game. And all throughout the summer, we've talked about the Big 12. Everyone says, look how wide open it is. The favorite's like plus 550 because nobody actually knows what's going on. I want to ride this Texas Tech gravy train, man. Like, there's just something about the way they've gone about building this team that I find so interesting with today's college football and today's college sports just in general. Like, we saw them do it with their softball team, just loading up a bunch of money. They made it all the way to the College World Series in softball. Like, they have spent $28 million on this football roster. Like, I think that they're literally going to buy themselves to a Big 12 championship. I'm going to be on the opposite side. I'm going to go rock with Baron Morton and Joey McGuire. I'm backing the Red Raiders on the money line. I think they went. Here's what I'll say. I think Texas Tech either wins the game or Utah wins it and covers going away. Like, I don't really think you're going to need the 3 or whatever. Like, I doubt it's going to land 1 or 2. I think Texas Tech, my opinion, is the better team. I think they're the best team in the Big 12 because they invested in the trenches and we're seeing the fruits of that labor. So I like the Red Raiders quite a bit. I'm going to rock with Texas Tech.
All right, you better you bet on this Tuesday. Let's turn our attention to the NFL. Let me hit you with an NFL bet. And I teased to start the show that I had a bet that would knock people's socks off. I don't know if this is like a knock your socks off bet. I think I'll have one of those, but I want to talk about this one first. I want to get your opinion on this. I am right now, but I'm not wearing shoes. I take my shoes off in the office. I just have socks on right now.
Well, you had to go somewhere. I'm at home, so I didn't have to wear socks.
So it'd be weird if I went somewhere and didn't wear socks.
Yeah, my home. It's pretty clean.
That's
you don't walk around barefoot in your home?
No, man. You got to have socks on, dude. No.
What?
You have to wear socks. Yes, absolutely.
Floors aren't clean?
Of course my floor is clean. My wife is an insane OCD cleaner.
Bro,
my house is
free them puppies, bro.
No, free them puppies, that's, man. But even if it is clean, like you're still gonna get some stuff, and then like you go on your couch, like you go in your bed, and like the dirt's getting on that. Also, like it's you're in Vegas, it's different. Like it's about to be winter, like it could be a little cold. Like you gotta have the socks on. Like we're it's a civilized country here. Like come on.
So it is a lot different climate wise because like we have tile floors. Like I don't want to have carpet out here when it's like 115 degrees.
I think Femi froze, so hopefully we'll get Femi back here shortly.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard Femi. Yeah, so we'll get Femi back here. Like,
there's like no better time to freeze than me talking about
and on a tile floor, no less, is honestly disgusting. Like I do think less of you.
No, I'm not disgusting whatsoever. I think you're just being weird. But man, like there's no reason to have to wear socks if you're in your own home. Outside of the home, of course, yeah, we're all wearing socks. But in your home, in your friendly confines, you're good, man. Wash your feet before you go to bed if you're really that scared about what's going to happen.
Honestly, I kind of think like you're like a barbarian. And like Addy in our chat, like apparently is barefoot also. Like Addy,
yeah,
like, were you raised by wolves or by humans? Like, can we like put some, can we, everybody put some socks on and grow up?
What are the
That's
real
what
ones
needs
say?
To happen here.
Are they going socks or are they sockless? Jake is also team barefoot.
I don't care what anyone says about anything. Like socks is the right move. Anyway, Packers Browns. Green Bay's defense is tremendous, right? We know that. Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons, the defense. And the offense has been really good, too. I think the margin of victory, we talked about this yesterday, right, with Cleveland on Sunday against Baltimore, where Browns played way, way better than the final score would indicate. The Browns' defense has actually been good to start the year. And, like, the dam broke against Baltimore, and the Ravens end up scoring 41 points. But, like, the Browns' defense has been pretty good. The Browns' defense has good players. I mean, this totals 42. How are the Browns scoring like in this game? Are they scoring like 17 points? And do you feel like the Packers are going to score a ton of points in this game against the Browns defense? I think I like this under.
I think the under makes a lot of sense, and it does feel like a great under spot because like think about how like all the Green Bay is great, and I'm part of that crew that's yelling about Green Bay. Like these are kind of the games where off of primetime performances, now you got to go to an unfamiliar opponent on the road. It's just kind of an early window game. I could see Green Bay coming out a little bit flat. So I think Green Bay's offense might not be their best output. So if you're like, you're looking to back Jordan Love or any of the other guys that they're in the pass catching department for the Packers, this is not the game for it. And I don't think Cleveland's ever going to score in this game. So yeah, I actually like that look quite a bit. I didn't consider that one. When looking at the board, because I've mainly been looking at the sides this week outside of a couple of things, but that makes a lot of sense, actually, this Packers-Browns under. And I guess maybe Flacco turning the ball over would be the only way that you lose the bet, but if not that, I think this goes under.
And I'll if you have any others, so I want to hit one other thought, which is Steelers-Patriots. Pittsburgh's a 1.5-point favorite on the road. So the Steelers obviously lose to Seattle last week. I look at that game and like maybe, and like, I think Seattle was the right side if you were betting it, especially it closed at like 4. Sam and I said that, and Femi laid 2.5 with Pittsburgh. It's a different story. 4, I think the right side was definitely Seattle. You had the Caleb Johnson play. You had the Rodgers interception in the end zone. Like some things where if it goes a little differently, then maybe, you know, maybe you've got Pittsburgh there, right? Maybe Pittsburgh's able to get the job done. I have to be honest. I think this thing that we're putting up is extremely distracting. This real ones know thing in real time. Because I'm reading it here. I'm like, is this something very important that I need to know? It's not. I just needed to say that because I'm just like, what the hell is this? Okay. Anyway, on the Steelers and Patriots, I'm looking, Femi, at what New England did this past weekend against Miami as great. Like, you barely beat the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you barely beat Miami. I'm going to bet the Steelers. You have an opinion on that game and anything else that you like here for week three in the NFL?
Well, I guess I'd say that, couldn't you say that about Pittsburgh, that they barely beat the Jets, who through 2 weeks, I think we're figuring out are not very good. I think it's a coin.
I like Seattle, though, and I think they played Seattle.
I guess that's where it differs.
Because
I don't really like Seattle. And like that's where kind of like the preseason priors are still baked into how we think about some of these early season games. Because if I had to bet the game, I'd actually be on the New England side, especially if I can get plus money on a money line price. I think this is like kind of like a literal coin flip. And there's two coaches who are Spider-Man memes, Vrabel and Tomlin. They get the best out of their teams in underdog spots. I'll go with the one that's an underdog. But real quick, another game that I've kind of been considering before we head to break here. Bears-Cowboys, the more I think about it, I'm just going to bet Dallas. It's a pick-em game. I'm getting the much better quarterback. Yeah, I think I'm on your side. It's Dallas. It's Dallas in the game.
Like the much better quarterback in the way like Dak was like an MVP candidate a couple years ago and Caleb Williams might be out of the league in 3 years. I agree with you. On the other side, we'll find out what the whale capper Drew Dinsick thinks about week number three in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.